नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग फोक्स, दिस इज news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर्स अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस। An unprecedented press briefing by four senior most Supreme Court judges questioning the office of the Chief Justice of India shook the nation on Friday, setting the stage for structural reforms in the higher judiciary. Are there any other scenarios that may pan out in the Supreme Court? News18.com speaks to the members of the judiciary to understand what lies ahead. What triggered the historic rebellion by the four Supreme Court judges? It was an argument early in the morning around 10 a.m. which convinced the four senior most judges in the Supreme Court to go to the judges' court. All four had met Chief Justice of India Deepak Mishra with a question about the assignment of two PILs on special CBI judge B.H. Lohia's death to courtroom number 10, which is headed by Justice Arun Mishra. It is not every day that sitting judges of the Supreme Court hold a press conference to highlight issues concerning judiciary. The four senior most judges have opened a Pandora's box of unanswered questions. Here we attempt to decode the tussle. We all have been hearing words and phrases like unprecedented and never ever in independent India to describe the SC judges' mutiny. Has it really harmed democracy, or is this proof that our thriving democracy is alive and kicking? Here is an easy-to-digest explainer on what went wrong in court. When the four senior most judges of the Supreme Court decided to address the nation and discharge their debt, no other judge in the apex court or even the CJI had any inkling of what was about to happen. News18.com's Utkarsh Anand gets you the inside story. Justice Kurian Joseph told reporters in New Delhi that there is no need for outside intervention to solve the matter because it is a matter that occurred within the institution. Justice Joseph, one of the four senior most Supreme Court judges who virtually revolted against country's Chief Justice over selective case allocation and certain judicial orders, said there was no need for outside intervention to solve the problem. At a time when allocation of important cases among judges in the Supreme Court has resulted in four senior most judges revolting against the CJI, another development may rattle the ranks. The Supreme Court Registry notified 8 Constitution Bench cases which will be heard from January 17. Even though the cases include women-centric issues such as allowing menstruating women to enter Kerala Sabarimala Temple and making adultery a gender-neutral law, the lone woman judge in the top court doesn't seem to be a part of the adjudication. Never in the history of Supreme Court, except during emergency and Indira Gandhi's time, has there been such an interference in the executive. Colin Gonzalez, senior advocate of the Supreme Court and a human rights activist, said, "It is true that CJI is the master of the rolls, but like all other discretion and powers that are exercised, those powers need to be exercised transparently." Former Chief Justice of the Jammu and Kashmir High Court, Justice Bashir Ahmed Khan, in an opinion piece for News18.com, wrote that the move by these four honourable judges is a double-edged sword. Read the piece to find out more. The family of Justice B.H. Lohia said the death of the special CBI judge who was hearing the Sohrabuddin Sheikh fake encounter case was being politicized and urged all parties to refrain from making or taking advantage of the situation. Justice Lohia's son Anuj Lohia said he did not have any doubts about the way his father died 3 years ago. In another news, 3 Bangladeshi inmates escaped from Alipur Central Correctional Home on Saturday night, where they were imprisoned for 3 years. The inmates were identified as Mohammed Farooq Hawaldar, Iman Chaudhary and Firdaus Sheikh. They were arrested on various charges including robbery, kidnapping and for illegally infiltrating into India. And yet another one of our heroes failed us. Aziz Ansari has been accused of sexual assault by a 23-year-old photographer who claims she went on a date with him in 2017. A 23-year-old woman who was set on fire after rape allegedly by her father-in-law in Orisha's Mayurbhanj district died during treatment. Benjamin Netanyahu is the first Israeli Prime Minister in 15 years to visit India, but it comes at a time when his political standing is at the weakest in his 3-decade-long political career. This grand welcome accorded to him by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi may not signal this, but observers in Tel Aviv would be closely watching the takeaways from the visit beyond the optics. On Saturday, Srijit completed 764 days of protest outside the Kerala State Secretariat demanding justice for his brother. The 30-year-old alleges that his brother Srijit was tortured and killed in police custody in 2014 and is demanding an investigation by the Central Bureau of Investigation. Find out more only on news18.com. That's all for today's news18.com's Daybreak, and stay tuned with us for more updates tomorrow. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.